I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. We thank God for you all. I'm telling you right now, it's been a super pack and it's been a very powerful week. Amen. As the leaders and ministers begin to minister the gospel in ADM, I'm telling you, ever since Monday on yesterday, starting from Tuesday and Tuesday afternoon, dealing with trust, I'm saying that the people of God, they are being pouring out their heart and soul. And I want to thank God for our listeners, thousands of you all over the world, my God, that is helping to make our broadcast possible and giving us a voice out there, not only in the United States of America, but giving us a voice internationally as well. We thank God for our families and friends in the United Kingdom. We thank God for our friends in France and Italy. We thank God for all our friends. Amen. And also, I want to send a big shout out to our families and friends, Canada. We thank God for you as well, Canada. Amen. And we thank God for every last one of you. I want to tell you something. My God, I know you had a blessed day, my God. I'm telling you right now, keep your head up. You keep holding out. You haven't seen the best yet. You just got to keep pressing forward. Amen. I need my mothers to press one. Mother Helen, Mother Jess, I need you all to press one so I can see where you at, my God, on this screen. But I'm telling you right now, saints of God, if you are looking for prayer, I'm telling you, I want you to hold out. We're going to open up the lines. We're going to be able to pray for you. And we'll be able to sow into you, amen, and pour into you as they've been doing for this whole consecutive week, even on last week. We just give God the glory. We want to be here from you, want to be here for you and help you, my God, as we go through this paradigm shift that happened globally, amen. We want to be here to encourage you. We want to be here to motivate you. We want to be here to lift up the name of Jesus, amen. And we just give God the glory and we just give God the praise, amen, because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Is Mother Jackson on? I need you to press one, Mother Jackson. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. And I just got to lift him up and we give God the glory. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Saints and friends, I'm telling you, God is good. And he is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. I just give him the glory. We lift up again. Listen, before we get ready to bring on our very own Mother Helen, I just want to say a quick prayer, my God, and keep continue to blessing you and keep continue to push you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as we come together in this time where we're going to get ready to break bread with one another and encourage each other within your word and within your parameters. God, we thank you that you said two or more is in the midst, the two or more touch and agree that you are in the midst. God, we thank you that you are in the midst in this day and time, not only in the midst in America, but you are also in the midst, my God Almighty, in Korea. You're also in the midst in the United Kingdom. You're also in the midst, my God, in Norway and France. You're also in the midst in Italy and all and international South Africa partners. You're also in the midst over there as well. God, we thank you that you've been looking over us as, my God, as a nation. Thank you for looking over us. Thank you for keeping us covered, God. Thank you even the day, God, we could even lift our heads and say today is blessed. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems to be, no matter what may come our way, we can still hold our head up and say today is blessed. God, we thank you for us having a blessed day. We thank you for the blessing that is coming in our life. We thank you, God, even though in our perception it might not look like what it is, but we thank you, God, because within the inside we already know that whatever, my God, the enemy meant for bad, we know you're going to make it for good. So, God, today we're going to give you the praise. Today we're going to, my God, give you the glory. We're giving you all the praise. We thank you, God, for keeping a hedge of protection around us, God. And, God, I must pray for individuals and families all over the world that is grieving, God, because of whatever the circumstance or whatever the cause, God. We pray for them. We ask you, God, to lift the grief and lift the burden, God. They're in your hands. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. families and friends, we just want to encourage you and tell you, keep your head lifted up. Keep you lifted up. Keep yourself lifted up in Jesus' name, because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but it's given to he that endures to the end. And I truly believe no matter what comes your way, what try to slow you down, what might try to look like a distraction, I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact that you endure. How do I know that? You on the line right now. You on way by internet. You on the way by phone call. You on the way, my God Almighty, looking for God to worship and to bless his holy name. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time, because I know many of you is ready to hear from a familiar voice that you didn't hear from a while. Our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. I send peace and blessings to our international listeners, the listeners all over the world, in Atlanta, wherever you are listening. I pray that all is well, and I give honor to God, for he is the head of my life. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and I give honor to my entire ADM family. This is the day that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Tonight, I'm going to be coming from a very familiar psalm, the 34th psalm. But as we plow through this word, it will have a different kind of meaning, a special meaning, because you will find yourself in every one of these verses. Give you a little backdrop on about the 31st Psalm. This was David, who was running from Amalek, because they had recognized who he was as being a great man of God, that everybody would be praising and dancing to his songs. And some people would say, well, he told a lie, but I don't think so. I think God was in everything. And he had to think on his feet. So he played crazy, and they didn't want to be bothered with him. They sent him on his way. And this is how the 31st Psalm was penned. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. And what that means, no matter what you're going through, I know that a lot of people are going through right now with the loss of jobs, sickness in their bodies. Whatever is going on with you, I would tap this subject to this. Don't panic and lose your praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise always will be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. What that means, that God keeps all of his promises and that he has great blessings for all of us. And but it requires something from us. We have to be obedient to his word. He'll deliver us from shame. He'll defend us. He'll show his goodness. He'll supply all that we need. He says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered in shame. They say, the poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to go through any trouble, if we didn't have to have days when we think that God is not answering our prayer? But just like the scripture said, when you call out to the Lord, he will hear you, and he'll help you out of all his trouble. But it's not in my timing or your timing. It's in God's timing. I heard a preacher say the other day that everybody wants the prize, everybody wants the gift, but nobody wants to suffer. So sometimes that means you may suffer in your body, you may suffer other ways, but if you learn to trust, piggybacking off of what I heard Minister Latika had said, you have to learn to trust God in the bad times, in the good times, even when you in your abundance, you still have to trust God. And it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him will lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever loves life and desires to see many good days. It says, keep your tongues from evil. That means reverence God in the good times, the bad times. That means keep all negativity out of your mouth. Don't let it even come into your surroundings. Think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for you. The lions did go weak and hungry. That's us. But he said, I will teach you to fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The pause for a minute doesn't mean that you never have problems, trouble. Doesn't mean that you won't be anxious. Doesn't mean that you won't be sad. But if you just taste and see that the Lord is good, pay attention to what this word say. I would admonish you to, in your prayer time and in your time of reading, just study the 34th Psalm. It applies to all of our lives. He said that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their trouble. He's close to the brokenhearted. That means that you see a lot of people are brokenhearted in this time, this perilous times we're going through. They call it the pandemic. Our prayers should go out to the families that can't even visit their loved ones. They have to sit in the parking lot in cars and wait to hear good news or bad news. In the retirement home, in this past, I say from the 20th of March up until this week, I've lost 7 people dear to me. And it has been a strain on my emotions. And this is what made God took me to this 34th Psalm. And I believe every word of it. He says when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them. He hears us. He delivers us from all of our troubles. The Lord is close to us who are brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed and a contrite spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from all. He protects all his bones, and not a one of them is broken. This is kind of a prophecy that when Christ hung on the cross, you find that in John 19th chapter. And they said that the Romans would break the bones in people's legs so they could die sooner. But in this time when God, Jesus was on that cross, they said not a single one of his bones were broken. So that's the ultimate sacrifice that he gave for us. And he, David, was portraying and letting us know that God is with you in a time of crisis. No matter what you're going through, some of you out there have lost jobs, lost loved ones. Some of you don't know which way is up. But I declare and decree, if you keep your praise, we will bless the Lord at all times. Then you have to look on the brighter side. Last year, or maybe years before, when you were praying for increase in your finances, look what happened. I'm not glorifying the virus. But sometimes you have to look at it on the blessed side. Some of you have received stimulus checks. But, Lord, use it wisely. God is trusting you. Whatever you do, don't waste your money. But that's a blessing. You seen children being fed that was overlooked before. You see the homeless getting help when they couldn't get any help before. So that's why you have to taste and see that the Lord is good, that he's our refuge and our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. We lack no good thing if we just trust him, if we just keep the faith, if we keep our mouths from speaking evil thoughts, keep the evilest thinking out of your mind. We all say something or do something that we shouldn't. We're not perfect. That's why we have an advocate with the Father. It didn't mean that David wasn't afraid. It meant that he just looked to God. And you think about him over in the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel. When he had come back from war, all of the wives and children had been taken, his houses burned down. And he had to be afraid because his warriors, his army that had stood by his side and fought with him every step of the way, they couldn't take it. They threatened to kill him, stone him. So what did David do? He put on his robe of blue, the Bible say, and he went to God and said, God, I will rejoice in you always. What must I do? Should I pursue?
Yes.
He said, yes, pursue, and I always recovered. So with that being said, that's why we should always keep our praise on our lips. Don't panic in this pandemic. Follow the laws of the land, but also listen to God. Listen to what he has to say. After all, he did say he was your shepherd. You would walk. He said, yea, though you will walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, but don't fear, because he's with us. His rod and his staff, it comforts us. That means he's with us in a time of trouble. That's why he said, don't panic. Keep a praise on your lips. Bless the Lord at all times, and let his praise forever be on your lips. You're going to have sad. That didn't mean when we became a born-again Christian, that didn't mean that we wouldn't have sad days, anxious days. But I declare, if you get in the Word of God, if you bow your head on your knees, sitting in your chair, however you come to God, just come to him with a humble heart and say, God, this is too much for me. This is too big for me. I need you to come and rescue. And that's why it says when you cry out, he will hear you. When you humble yourself, he will hear you. When you keep the faith, he will hear you. Not in our time, but on his time. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I hope this word has encouraged many. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of encouragement. Lord, our hearts go out to bereaved families who can't even have the proper funerals for their loved ones because of the pandemic. But God, you know all about what's going on. You are totally in control, even though we have to obey the laws of the land. But God, I look to you. After all, it did say, keep looking to the hills. So what's coming is all our help coming from the Lord. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He don't slumber and he don't sleep. And Lord, my prayer go out to every over person that's in the retirement home, in the senior homes. Every day you hear about so many deaths. And God, let them find a solution. Let them find some cure for this. But God, in the meantime, while we sometimes days we are anxious, sometimes days fear might come in, but we seek your face. And we know that you're there with us at all times. And so, Lord, just let us keep everybody in prayer that don't know you like we know you, God. And keep them lifted up and ask God's perfect will to be done in their lives, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. And whatever going on in my body, whatever going on with me, I'm still going to continue to give you the praise. I'm not going to panic and I'm not going to lose my praise. God bless everyone. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Mother, all I can say, well done. And wise words from the mother. And I just thank you, them words. I know it blessed many of you. It goes down to, just as, you know, the ministers were saying last night, trust, trust. And I understand that some of you, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes us leaders, we could come off with trust kind of strong, like this is what you have to do. But one thing about trust, first of all, you have to get in a relationship or you have to have some experience with. You know, it's kind of hard for you to get into a place of trusting somebody that you never had experience with or you never been in a relationship with. This is the first step when you come to Christ. He want to have a relationship with you. He want to have a relationship with you. And in the midst of the relationship, you begin to take on a task to where you begin to know each other and you begin to learn each other. It's just like how the Bible referred to the relationship as a marriage. And you begin to learn each other. You begin to know each other. You begin to go through the hard times. You begin to go through the good times. You begin to go through these times. And as you go through these times, you begin to build up your trust with the Lord, because the Lord will be there all the time. And every testimony that you hear from individuals, and even for what mothers, the wisdom that mother is given, you'll be right there in that place to understand. Why? Because you have a relationship with God, and you built up enough relationship to where you trust them. That's a powerful relationship that David had with God. For David could come in and see that the enemy done came in and done took his wives and took the children and messed up the camp. And before he ran off of emotion, he inquired with God. The Bible says he inquired with God and asked God, do I pursue? That's a powerful relationship. But something like that, I know the first thing that many of us will do, we're going to go and take matters in our own hands. I know you, brother. I know you, sister. You might rather they take matters in your own hand. But I'm telling you, once you get into a place where you trust God, you'll begin to inquire with God. That's a powerful relationship even Job had with God. All that Job done went through, the loss of his children, the loss of different things, the loss of everything. But Job still had enough in him to trust. I want to share that with you all tonight and share that with many of you around the world. No matter what you go through, no matter how hard it seems, even from the example of Job, even from the example of David, even from the example of these men in God, I want to let you know, if you just try to get close in your relationship. Try and give him a chance. Amen. And I'm talking about a chance to where you are sold out with him. I want you to try. And you're going to begin to see that trust in God, it does pay off. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to begin to have a stronger relationship with God. A lot of people could be in a relationship. That doesn't mean that they trust the individual in that relationship. A lot of people could have associates. You could have friends around you, but that doesn't mean you trust your associate. You trust the friends around you. You trust different ones. Some of us done went through so much of things in life, where things done, my God, done damaged our trust with people. Even some people now, my God, even though you come around the fire and come around in prayer, you probably feel as though, you know what, because of what I went through, I'm still trying to figure out. There's so many grieving people that us as pastors, we have to console. Because why? They're still trying to figure out why God took my mother, why God took my brother, why God took my sister? Why God did this? And there's so many answers that we have to go on. But I want to ask you today, will you trust God? Will you trust God to understand that every decision he made, every decision he make, is the right decision? I reminded of the little testimony that our very own Minister Harris that she gave when she was talking about she was trying to apply for this job. And she really wanted this job, but she didn't get this job. But here comes sometimes later without her knowing that this job going to go belly up. All these layoffs and bankruptcy and everything. You have to trust God. Even though, brothers, even though, sisters, you might not know what's going on right now. But I dare you to just say, God, I'm going to leave it in your hands. I might not know why all this taking place, but I dare you to say, God, I'm going to leave it in your hands. Because many of us could testify on this line and also on the internet. We could testify that we try things and do it our way. We try to handle it our way. We try to take care of the problem. And we realize that we only made it worse. We only made the situation worse than what it is. So I dare you tonight, from this night on, you're going to try and trust the Lord. You're going to try him. You tried friends. You tried everyone. And many of you, you come out of the situation disappointed. You come out of the situation hurt. You come out of the situation worse than you went through it. Because why? We need to trust God. I pray tonight that your relationship with God is going to get stronger. I pray tonight that your relationship is going to get so strong to where you're going to start trusting God, because you're going to start having experiences with him. I pray for the body of Christ. Don't have just a good time. Just don't have a Holy Ghost good shout. But you need experience with God, because when you have experience with God, experience with any situation, no devil, nobody, I don't care who want to come and share you with you about something else, one thing they cannot take away, they cannot take away your experience. And many of you on this line, you could testify to that. They cannot take away your experience that God kept you. They cannot take away your experience that it was, I don't know who it was, but somebody made a way out of nowhere. They cannot take away your experience. I don't know how I'm going to take care of this, but God still provided. Things still coming on my table. I'm still eating. My family is still taken care of. Things, my God, haven't lost anything. They cannot take away your experience. When you walk with God in relationships, you walk with him. Listen, I'm about ready to open up the front prayer line. I feel a prayer. I feel an anointing on us right now. If you need prayer, I want you to go ahead and press one. We just want to pray for you. We just want to love on you. We just want to intercede with the love of God. If that's you, just go ahead and press one tonight. But I'm telling you right now, let's trust him. Let's get a relationship with him that is unstoppable. It's unstoppable. And you're going to begin to see every promise, everything that he said, that it will come to pass. It's going to come to pass, and it already is coming to pass. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Mother Helen, I just bless God for you. What wise words that you give the world, the nation, my God, on this evening over here in the United States of America, Eastern Standard Time. What wise word. Any final remarks you want to give the people of God, Mother Helen, before we get off?
Beg your pardon, Pastor. Well,
any
my
final
wise
remarks?
My final remarks are, like I said, bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in your mouth. Just because we had a pandemic, don't panic. Trust God. Stay prayerful. And for God's sake, don't lose your praise.
Amen. Don't never lose your praise. Don't never lose your voice, because God got you and he's going to see you through. Listen, saints of God, we're going to be right back on tomorrow morning. It's been hot. It's been a blessing. It's been a, my God, you ready to start your morning off here? You ready to command your morning? I want you to start it off with us tomorrow at 7 a.m. It's going to bless you. Our very own evangelist elect, amen, coming with a word of fire to help jumpstart your day, to get your morning command. Amen. We just thank God for everyone that is tuning in and supporting us, my God, by your tuning in. We just thank God for each and every one of you. But I want you to build a relationship up with God, regardless of everything that is going on, regardless of what you asking for, regardless of what you need. The main important thing, after all this blows over, that your relationship with God, it got stronger, that you took that first step to build that relationship up with God. Because when everything else fails, they have to turn to the Lord. Even right now, everyone has to turn to who? The Lord. My God, with prayer and intercession. I thank God for you all. We bless God for you all. Thank God for all our partners and listeners. It's always a blessing for you to join here with us with ADM Ministry. It's been Apostle Temple Spencer and also for the First Lady Lakeisha Spencer and the ADM family. You just heard for our very own one, my godmother Helen, and we thank God for her. God bless you. We'll see you in the morning. If not, we'll see you tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. God bless.
Oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through that we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some.